The Rashi mentions the Medrash of Chazal in Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph in the beginning of this week's parasha. That why did it say Vayelech Harana Vayifgab Makom Vayolim Shom Kivah Shemesh? Says Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and he went to Haran, and then he went to this holy place Beit El. Chazal say it's the Makom Hamikdash and Davinder. So. In a simple Pshuto Shel Mikra, you would say he left Be'er Sheva on his way to Haran and got to the Makom HaKodesh in between and davened there. But take the Pesukim literally, Chazal say, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Haran, he went to Haran. If he went to Haran, why was he back in the middle in the Makom HaMikdash in between? So Chazal tell us in Chulin that he matal Haran Amar Efshar Avarti HaMakom Shehispalu Avosai Vanilo Hispalalti. He went to Haran, and then he says, oh, but I passed the makom that my forefathers, that Avram Yitzchak davened there, the holy place Avram Yitzchak davened, and I didn't daven there, I want to go back. And as soon as he decided to go back, he had a kfitzas aderech, and all of a sudden, I don't like to say magically, it's not magically, it's miraculously, miraculously, he hit the place right away, and he davened there. So there's a sharp, I don't know if it's a pshat, maybe it's a drash, of the Kutzker, the Rebbe Mikutsk, in his classic style, asks, what was Yaakov's Havamina? Why do you go all the way from Be'er Sheva to Haran? You go from Be'er Sheva to Haran, you pass the Makom HaMikdash, you pass the Makom Shespalu Avosai. What was his Havamina not to daven there? I don't understand. A regular Beryl and Shmerel on the street nowadays, if he's going by the Kotel, stop and daven at the Kotel. So why did Yaakov think he shouldn't? So the Kutzker says, no, there's actually a Havamina. Yaakov says, Makom Shespalu Avosai, my holy forefathers, Avram Yitzchak, were so much greater than me. They could daven in this very special place. But who am I? Who am I to daven in this place? Avram Yitzchak, they had the Akedah. They had the Akedah. They had certain zchuyos. They had an experience. I had no Akedah. I'm just a guy. I grew up. I got a bracha from my dad. I tried to learn a little Torah here and there. I didn't have an Akedah. I can't daven in such a holy place like they did. Who am I? Miyale behar Hashem umiyakum kom kadsho. So he decided not to. Then when he got to Haran, he realized, says the Kutzker, that maybe I'm not as holy as my forefathers Avram and Yitzchak. But that shouldn't stop me from trying to accomplish everything I can. And Hanami, I look at them, they're so much greater than I am, and I never did anything a tenth of what they did. But that can't turn into an excuse for mediocrity. That can't mean that I'm not going to strive for spiritual excellence the same way they did. Chazal tell us, every day a person has to say, Masai Yagil, Masai the Masai Avosai. How can I actions be like those of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? At first glance, the strange things. What kind of chutzpah, what kind of Belgaiva am I? I'm like Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, who am I? I'm some puny little nobody. But Chazal say, En Chanami. It's not that they weren't very, very great. It's that even though they were very, very great, and even though they were greater than you, nonetheless, you can't say, therefore, I don't have to do great things. Nonetheless, you can't say, therefore, great people do great things, and I'll do mediocre things because I'm a small, mediocre person. Everyone has to strive to do great things. Ah, maybe they were greater than you? Okay, but you're still great enough to do great things like they did. And you don't have to say, I'm Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. I am Rabbi Yehuda Nasa. I'm Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir. I'm Abaye and Rava. I'm the Rambam and the Ravid in order to be great. You have to try to be great nonetheless. And what happened with Yaakov, he, Havmina was, who is he to be great? He changed his mind. He went back. As soon as he went back, what happened? Kfitza Saderech. And Echanami, maybe on his own it would have been very difficult, but Hashem gave him miraculous Yata Deshmaya, that if you want to be great, he helps you to become great. This ties into a drush the Rav once said in this week's Parsha. There's another Chazal, I mean, it's the same sugya, that this is a interesting, difficult Chazal, perhaps on some level. In Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph, they say Malach Elkim Olim V'Yordim Bo. Okay, we discussed in the past why the order Olim V'Yordim. So Chazal say very strange, seemingly strange Shita. They said they go up and they look at the Dukno Shalmala and go down and they look at the Dukno Shalmata. Olim Mestaklim Dukno Shalmala V'Yordim Mestaklim B'Dukno Shalmata. They went up and they saw in the Kisiyah covered a picture of Yaakov. And they went down and they saw Mamash sleeping on the stones, a poor guy with a stick and a knapsack sleeping on the stones, the same as that picture on the Kisiyah covered. And these angels were spoiled and, you know, they almost, Then he explains how Yaakov escaped the sakana of these angels. He says, what does this mean? So I think the way many people understand this, the way I always understood it, is it's something very, very unique about Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov, Vayikra lo, Kel Elokei Yisrael, Yaakov was in some sense, I don't even want to say this because it would come out sounding very heretical if I don't say it very carefully, Yaakov had some special aspect of godliness to him that he was on the Kisya Kavod, and the Malachim were misspoiled from the fact, they were amazed by the fact that here's a human being who's also somehow godlike in some way that I don't know how to properly explain. But the Rav says no, the Rav said a different shot, or a different drash. He says no, everyone's Chakuk al Kisya Kavod. The Kisei HaKavod is the ideal universe. It's Hashem's ideal plan for the universe. Everyone has an image on the Kisei HaKavod. What image on the Kisei HaKavod? Everyone has an image on the Kisei HaKavod. Reuven, Joe Schwartz has an image on the Kisei HaKavod of the ideal Joe Schwartz, what Hashem's plan is for Joe Schwartz to accomplish in life. Right? And Jack Greenberg has a Jack Greenberg on the Kisei HaKavod of what Jack Greenberg could be in life if he accomplished what he's supposed to accomplish. What were the Malachim so surprised about? They're surprised. Here's Yaakov and the Kisei HaKavod of everything he could accomplish. They went down on Yaakov and saw he was really trying to do it. They condemned Yaakov and say he was really getting there. He was really accomplishing what he was supposed to be in the Kisei HaKavod. He wasn't sitting back and saying, I'll be okay. I'll be a decent guy. I'll be mediocre. He was really living up to his potential in the Kisei HaKavod. The uniqueness of Yaakov is not that he's on the Kisei HaKavod and you and I are not. It's that he lived up to his image on the Kisei HaKavod. Well, you and I still have some work to do. In order to get there. And he said, Rav says, that's why Yosef, he saw Demus Diukno Shel Aviv when he was about to sin with Eishes Potiphar. What is the Demus Diukno Shel Aviv, the Rav says? He saw Demus Diukno. We know what the Demus Diukno is. It says in Chulin. It's the Diukno Shel Malon, Diukno Shel Mata. He thought when he was about to sin with Eishes Potiphar, what did he think? He thinks, who am I? I'm a guy. I'm sent to Mitzrayim. I'm with a Goyim. I'm a servant in someone's house. I'm not, you know. And then he realized, you know, he says he gave up on himself. Then he realized, no, look at my father. My father lived up to his potential. My father was who he ideally could be. I could also be something ideal. I could also be great. I could also live up to. Hashem also has a plan for me, the Kisei HaKavod. Hashem has a plan for me. Hashem wants me to be great. Hashem wants me to be amazing. He wants me to be a gadol. I could also become a gadol. And that's what inspired him to know that in whatever circumstances he was, not just resist temptation, but to believe that wherever he was, he had a future, he had a potential, he had godless that Hashem intended him to accomplish. We are all B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, most particularly B'nai Yisrael, as he will be named next week's Parsha. But we, B'nai Yaakov, I think we all have to believe, A, like the Rav says, that Al-Kis, somewhere in Hashem's Kisei HaKavod, there's a most yukno of each one of us, the ideal each one of us, what Hashem really wants us to be and what we can be. What we can be. Maybe I'm not Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Maybe I'm not Avosai. But my Masim could be Magia. I could be ideal just like they can. They fulfill their Demus Diukno. I can fulfill my Demus Diukno if I work hard enough. And we have to realize that even though it looks like we're not very special compared to, forget Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I think of my Rebbeim who are alive nowadays, and I think I'm not very special compared to them, and I'm very mediocre compared to them of Klal Yisrael. But nonetheless, as great as other people are, that doesn't make me mediocre. I have to say, like Yaakov Vinu did in his Maskana, Masai Yigiu Masai L'Masai Avosai, and even if it's very hard, if I work the hardest I can, I'll get Siyata Deshmai and Kvitz Zaderech to realize that the most you know, and to be great like Hashem intended me to be. Shabbat Shalom.